Hi, my name's Dave Cooper, and I want to welcome you to another A2R podcast. In this short series on methods, I want to introduce you today to a method I call the captain. Now, it's so important to understand how our perspective needs to shift in order to implement the sorts of development that inner harmony and unity call for. As part of this series, I want to inspire you to shift from a conflicted self to a harmonized self. To make that shift from fighting yourself to working with yourself. Now, this is not to suggest that you should stop taking responsibility for yourself. It's not to suggest that you should stop trying or to avoid discipline. This whole approach is based on developing a more effective way of managing yourself, your compulsions, your thoughts, and your feelings. I'm going to introduce you now to a method I've been working with for many years. I call it the captain. Use your imagination now to put yourself in the position of captain, but not the captain of any ship or plane. I want you to imagine that you are the captain of the good ship you. You're the captain of the good ship you. One of the biggest difficulties we face when we attempt to manage our parts is that they're often very young and they don't have your wisdom or maturity. This means that when they're in charge, they tend to offer quick fixes rather than effective solutions, suggesting that we avoid things rather than face them, getting us to deny things rather than accept responsibility for them. The captain exercise helps us to take more responsibility for ourselves. It also helps us to come to terms with the idea that no one else is going to do these things for us. Now, ask yourself, what is a captain's role? What is their main duty? Well, it's not stoking the boiler or washing the deck. It's not painting the side of the ship or raising the anchor. It's taking responsibility for the well-being of the ship and the efficiency of the journey, as well as the safety of the ship and everyone sailing in her or him. They do this by making decisions. Are you ready to take responsibility for you? Are you ready to be the captain? Or do you still want one of the crew to make decisions for you? They don't have the experience. They will make short-term decisions that may make you feel better, but long-term, they're just going to steer you into more danger. They will divert you from your true course. They will not be concerned for the long-term health of the ship, nor whether it fulfills its duty or destiny. Picture yourself now on the bridge of the ship with your telescope. See yourself watching the horizon and asking yourself, what is coming over the horizon towards me? What you see depends on the action you need to take. Ask yourself, what am I sailing into right now? Now, I tend to separate these problems into three simple distinctions, and I want you to think of them as pirates, icebergs, and stormy weather. Now, this is because there are three basic responses to difficulty. One, run away from it. Two, find a new or creative way of steering around it. And three, accept that the best thing is actually to go straight through it. So, if it's pirates, you need to avoid it altogether. Don't try and be brave or strong or feel you've got to do something. Just say, I need to run away. If it's an iceberg, you need to miss it. It's no good trying to sail through it. You've got to find a new way of going around it. And if it's bad weather, even though it's unpleasant, you may have to decide to sail straight through it. So let's try this method now. The first step is to accept the position of captain. And we're going to start by connecting with our adult. Now, you may be in your adult state right now, which is fine. But just check on that by looking, first of all, at our eight resources. They are calmness, clarity, creativity, curiosity, confidence, courageousness, connectedness, and compassion. Those are the things we can access as our adult. And I can offer you four ways of re-triggering these adult resources. The first is body language. I want you to think about the body language of your part. Now, you may have an anxious part, you may have an angry part, you may have a frightened part, but think about the posture you generally take when that part's around. And then take the posture of the adult. Stand or sit more like your adult generally does. Maybe we could think about those two of those resources, confidence and clarity. Secondly, think about the breathing of the part and start to breathe like the adult. Again, if you have a frightened part or an angry part, whatever extreme the part is showing, it will tend to affect your breathing. It may get more shallow, it may get quicker, and so on. We could talk about the resources here of being creative and curious. Thirdly, think about how your part sounds and start to talk in the tone and pitch of the adult. I often find that parts have us using different words. Sometimes if they're an angry part, they have us swearing and so on. But often the tone will change. Certainly the pitch will often rise. So again, speak in the voice of the adult. We could talk about connected and compassionate. Fourth and final method, I want you to think about how you feel right now and ask yourself a reflective question, what we call a reflective question. I wonder if this is my part's feelings is a reflective question. It's really any question that has I wonder at the beginning of it, because this obviously tends to evoke curiosity. So we could talk about the accessing of resources such as creative and curious. So these four ideas can help you be more present as an adult. They'll change the blend. You may feel very different, actually, as you try these four things. It is from this position that you can best use the captain's exercise. So what are we talking about? Body language, breathing, tone of voice, and reflective questioning. Those are all things that will help you get back into your adult state. Now, ask yourself, as captain, what is the next challenge I see coming over the horizon at me? What answer do you get? This is the third step. If the first step is accepting responsibility and the second step is accessing your adult state, the third step is being brave and courageous and looking at the horizon. So the answer for you could be a family dinner next Friday evening, which is a social type of challenge. Or it could be the phone call you're going to have to make. Maybe you're not looking forward to disappointing someone or being disappointed yourself. It could be the idea of spending the evening alone, and it could be a security difficulty. Or it could be having to deal with your bank balance. There could be some financial insecurity. Whatever you see when you look at the horizon, you need to take responsibility for. And ask yourself, is this a pirate, an iceberg, or just bad weather? How would you really understand this difficulty? How would you assess it? Should you avoid it? Should you not do it at all? Should you find a new way of dealing with it? Or should you just sail straight through it? Remember, your adult will always make the right decision. So accept responsibility for the decision you have made about how to deal with this. Now, in the past, you may have been like a ship without a captain, and you may have been in the habit of avoiding looking ahead, but this is the role of the captain. I want you to accept the idea that if you do not take on this role, then one of the crew is going to have to step up and do this for you. And they will not make the best decisions. And by the way, no one else in your life is going to do this for you either. It is your job, and I want you to accept your role. You may be surprised how much difference this makes to your experience immediately you accept your position. Your difficulty in the past often lies in the way your parts often think about how something is going to feel rather than how it actually feels. I don't know how many times Your parts have had you thinking how bad something is going to be, but when you did it, you found it was fine. Most of us have had that experience. In order to become more aware of this difference, you need to become, shall we say, a little bit less confident in your parts' ideas, which may seem like a strange thing to say if you feel you need more confidence. What I mean is that you need to be a little slower in believing your parts when they think they know how something will feel or how hard it will be. Taking the parts a little less seriously is all part of your role as captain. The more you prepare for any challenges, the more you will appreciate the difference between how your parts think something will go and how it actually goes. The more you appreciate this, the more you can remind your parts of those times, especially when things get challenging. Now, once you've established some difficulties on the horizon, the next step is to ask yourself this question. Is this to be avoided altogether, steered around, or sailed through? Again, checking that you're answering from the captain's, the adult position, as this is the only position that will give you the correct answer. How do you check your position? Well, you go back to that second step. You check your posture, your breathing, your tone of voice, and you go inside and see if you feel calm, clear, creative, curious, confident, courageous, and compassionate. If you don't feel these things, please don't fight your feelings. Don't insist to yourself that you appear to be these things. This is not the best way. Rather, negotiate with the part that is present. Tell that part that they can trust you to handle this situation. In any negotiation with a part, be appreciative of all they do for you. Remind them that you are the captain and that you can handle this if they will be willing to go back to their jobs as crew members. Now, this is all valuable practice. So here's a final question for you. What was it like to think about taking responsibility for yourself as captain? Growth is all about accepting responsibility for yourself and accessing the resources you already have to face and grow through the next challenge. Once you realise that it is in the challenges themselves that all your growth will happen, then you can't be stopped. Your recovery becomes inevitable. So I hope you got some sense of how to make progress from this. It's a great exercise. Like all the others, it's very simple, but very powerful. So remember, keep practicing and do your best to maintain a good relationship with yourself, even if you don't get it right straight away. So thanks for listening today. Until next time, bye for now.